listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, here with the Boston Medium and your Paranormal Hour. How are you? Good morning. I mean, good afternoon. Good beautiful sunshine afternoon. Hello. Let's make it happen. Yeah, let's make it happen. The Laurel and Hardy in the morning. Where else are you going to find that? Come on. Seriously, where else are you going to find this but the Paranormal Playground Sounds with Mariah Merlinite? Whoo! Lots and lots of things going on in the paranormal world. I'd say it's been real nice. I decided this show that we are going to do three different meditations, and we're just going to have a whole day of cleansing. So I hope you're excited, but also I'm going to put in some ska music in between. Come on, this is the ideal show, and it couldn't get any better than this. I just felt like we needed, you know, it's good to inform everyone about how important it is to cleanse and clear your energy, and I've been feeling like I needed to do that here on the PPS, on the playground. So we are going to do a Archangel Michael cord cutting and disconnecting, clearing, grounding. That's the first one. And then followed by some lovely ska. And then the third one is going to be, wait, I forgot which the third one is going to be. Oh, it's going to be the activation, sorry. So the third one's going to be the activation, and it's going to actually be connecting us to basically our higher selves, going to activate and make sure we have a really good week and that we keep our high vibration. So the second one is going to be us making sure we're getting to a high vibration. And then the third meditation is going to be basically manifesting. So we're going to do the manifesting. And so I'll show you how this is done when I do these in my circle. So, you know, this is something I created and I wanted to share this with you, and how, you know, we're going to do a live circle here on, it's a live circle here on the PPS. And it is a magic circle. It is a circle protected by Merlin and King Arthur. And we are going to obviously invite our spirits. We're obviously going to invite our angels and our guides. And I had a very interesting experience this week where I did a meditation and I saw a turtle. Okay, so I saw my spirit animal was a turtle, and then it showed me a design of a feather. And I was like, I'm going to paint this. And I looked up what turtle meant. And turtle means good health and longevity, because turtles live very old. So when I was looking this up, I was like, yes, this is awesome. This is a sign of good health. Good health is around me. And then I looked on the bottom. I said this was posted April 19th, 2016. April 19th is my birthday. So there we go with spirit. That was pretty cool. And I've been getting a lot of guidance and messages in my dreams. And I feel like this week is definitely, you know, we have spring break coming up. So it's very important that we kind of slow down. This isn't a message of just kind of slowing down. It was very up and about and hyper last week. And this week, I definitely want to slow down. Kind of, we're out of the retrograde. So now just kind of want to, you know, it's a good time to just be in nature, soak in nature. Like, really, if you can get on that, it's spring. This is the time. I was outside all day yesterday and it was just so nourishing to the soul. So I really encourage you to get outside, meditate, feel good. If you're in these ruts, oh my God. Actually, I want to go back to this beautiful post that I saw this on actually on Facebook, and it was by Jim Carrey, and I'm not repeating it word for word, but this is by him. And basically he was just saying, you know, if we don't, you know, depression is legitimate, but like if we are not giving ourselves proper nutrition, we're not exercising, you know, proper diet, we're not surrounding ourselves around positivity, we're not doing the things A, B, and C, the work, and surrounding ourselves around support, then we really aren't giving ourselves a fighting chance to beat depression or beat any kind of slump that we're in. So, and I'm sure we all get this, we all get in these ruts, and everything's, you know, our energy gets low. So it's very important. That's why that's a signal that it's time to go in. That's a signal that you're disconnected from your source when you have those things going on. So that's why I thought it was a really good idea. Something just told me today. Spirit told me for today's show, we need to be all about cleansing and clearing, honey. We need to be all about spirit right now. You need to connect with everybody right now listening and on the air, and we need to just be in unity right now. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and there's a lot of negativity in the news, and it's just an ongoing thing. But we really do have a choice whether we want to consume that or whether we want to create a world that is away from that and create a world that is heaven on earth, create a world that is, you know, can vibrate higher. And that's the reality, and that's why we have those things that come out like The Secret, because it's here to remind us about how much we are in charge and how much we are in control of our world. So this is a great show today, really. You know, we're gonna move away a little bit. I know we're never gonna move away from the music, that just never happens, but basically move I'm, you know, from the whole the DJing aspect and go into spiritual teacher Mariah for today, followed by some beautiful complimentary ska. That never gets old. So please hang tight. Three meditations we got for this hour. Some magical ska. I just had played the Skatalites classic Guns of Navarone. And we're just going to have a kick butt day. We are setting our day up and our whole entire week up for excellence. Can you say that with me? Excellence. We are setting our whole entire day and our week up for fun, for good, for spirituality, for life, for connecting, for play, for joy, for gratitude, for everything that is good. Come on, scream up, jump up and down and say life is good, and we're here to celebrate, because that is what it's all about. Alrighty, righty, righty, right, right. Oh my goodness, my darling Alton Ellis is here. Ska beat. We got this up for you right nowzers. So let's do this. Hang tight. We got our Archangel Michael coming up after this.
Scotty, Scotty, Scotty.
Hello, hello. You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And like I said, we're getting right into it. Woo! It's time for our meditation. It is time for our cord-cutting meditation with the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael comes in right now for us, comes in right now in this moment. Okay, thank you, Archangel Michael. So right now, what you're going to do is you're going to let your feet, for those of you new and who wanted to join meditation for the first time, it is very easy, very simple, just breathing and listening and let yourself just relax. Just let yourself relax. And that's what it's all about. We gotta let ourselves relax, because when we're in a very relaxed state, what happens is we let everything that we need come to us. When we're in a relaxed state, we let ourselves be taken care of in this moment. So it's very important right now to get in tune with the oneness and lightness of spirit. Imagine you're outside on this beautiful spring day in a magical garden waiting to bloom, waiting to sprout out all its colors and beauty. Let your feet touch the dirt. Let it touch the grass. Let it touch everything that is connected to the earth. And you're sitting outside on a beautiful wooden bench outside with a beautiful trees and the beautiful sunlight that just bounces off and reflects off of every branch. And we're in mid-spring. Imagine yourself being in mid-spring, about to be summer, and it's just so beautiful outside. The most beautiful weather you could ever possibly imagine. Let roots from your feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tie tight. Ground yourself right now. Say to yourself, I invite you, Archangel Michael, to come in, to clear and cleanse anything that does not serve me. You can feel the energy in your feet and how safe you are and how protected you are. That is your root chakra. Let's tend and pay attention to our root chakra and our feet. Go to that feeling and knowing how grounded and safe we are in this moment. And as we are grounded and we're safe and we're protected and we're belonging, those roots just magically attach to the earth plane. It just magically attaches to the core of the earth, and we are anchored in. Now, as you feel yourself anchored in, you feel the light and you feel the sunshine just bathe you, just bask you, just put you into this protective shield and protective bubble in this white light of healing energy, this energy of white light you've never ever felt before. It is a protective, beautiful, beautiful shield. You see Archangel Michael circling around you. As if it is ring around the rosy, he circles around you. Archangel Michael circles around you with his sword, his beautiful, sharp, shiny sword. He waves the sword gently from every angle of your energy field and aura, cutting off anything that doesn't serve you. Archangel Michael is here to protect you right now. Breathe. Inhale. Exhale. In this moment, we're just going to inhale. We can feel the love of Archangel Michael surrounding us and supporting us. We feel the energy slowing down, calming down. We're all calming down right now. He waves his sword and gently lets all the entities fall away that do not belong to you and do not serve you. He puts his hand all over your body and secures your energy as you get strong. Your energy starts getting stronger and stronger. Your aura gets stronger, your energy gets stronger, and you are uplifted in the highest good. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for protecting us and clearing off any energy that does not serve us so we can be the strongest energy possible today. So we can be us and we can be free and we can be free to express our highest good. We thank you so much, Archangel Michael. We thank you so much for your presence and your protection. See, Archangel Michael is here with you and he will follow you throughout the day, follow you throughout the week, follow you through all eternity. However long you want him to follow you and protect you, he is your shield. He is your spiritual army. He is your most beloved. And when you need to feel safe, you call on him. I call on you, Archangel Michael. Please help us feel safe in this moment. Archangel Michael, please help us to feel the love that surrounds us constantly. And knowing that your love is always here with us, no matter what. Feeling the highest good. Feeling the highest love of spirit that shines. And all the energies that are here to love us, we are in high gratitude for this. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And when you're done, feel yourself unfold like a beautiful butterfly that you are, and knowing that you are safe today and you're protected. Knowing that you have the courage to live out your dreams and you are courage to feel the infinite possibilities. I thank you so much. And Archangel Michael thanks you. All right. So stay tuned because we have our magical second meditation, which involves us to reach our highest potential, receive messages, and some deep meditative breathing, which will be good for us, which will be extraordinarily good for us right now. So how much was that? So please stay tuned right here, right now, with the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Thank you so much. Hopefully you're feeling relieved. Hopefully you're feeling stronger and your energy stronger and you're feeling more energized and awake. All right, let's do this.
across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having
a hard time landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is the Boston Medium, and we're back for round 2 of our meditation. How you feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm liking the way the show's going, by the way. I'm liking this new kind of regime. I like trying these things out, and I'm so far so good. I'm loving it. I hope you're liking it just as much as I am. Whew, okay, so like I said, this meditation is going to be for the purpose of uplifting our vibrations. So we did our cord cutting with Archangel Michael. We did the cleansing, the bathing, making sure we had nothing on our energy that didn't belong to us, helping us to feel strong in our energy again, to be clear, have a clear mind, clear head, so we could go to the next phase and really go to the high. So this is the real, this is where the good stuff is. This is where the meat is. This is where the gold is, the buried treasures. We're going to raise our vibration right now in this moment. And if your vibration isn't raised, money back guaranteed. Just kidding. But you no need for that, because your vibration is going to be raised. I guarantee it 100%. So let's get into it right now. Get into a nice, relaxed, comfortable state with me. Ooh, feel that. Just feel Mother Nature. Oh, I can feel her right now, even though we are indoors. No matter where you are, outside in your car, driving, walking, in an office, in a building, in a house, in an apartment, no matter, studio, no matter where you are, Mother Nature is right here, holding you, connecting with you, and loving you, and telling you, and whispering into your ear how loved you are, whispering into your ear how much the universe is for you. And you were here to conquer the world. You were here to be your higher self. So as we step into this meditation of going in and lifting our vibrations higher and higher and higher, we get to become I give you permission to be a kid again. I give you permission to go back to the time when you were younger and you saw the movie Peter Pan for the first time. Now, when you saw Peter Pan, or if you've never seen Peter Pan, it's okay, or never heard the story, it's okay. Because there was a moment in the story where Peter Pan and Tinkerbell and they all directed Wendy and her brothers to think happy thoughts so they could go to Neverland. The only way to get to Neverland. Oh my God, I'm about to cry. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the energy. It's so good. Okay. I'm feeling spirit here with me, and the vibration is getting raised. So this is so real. The only way to get to Neverland was that you had to fly. And the only way to fly in Peter Pan was to think happy thoughts. So do you remember in the whatever part in the book or the movie or the cartoon, whatever which one you saw, they all said, think happy thoughts. And they all started flying and getting higher and higher and higher until they went out the window and outer space into Neverland. So we're going to take a trip to Neverland. Take a trip to Neverland with me. Right now, while we're breathing, think happy thoughts. What are some of the happy thoughts I think? I think about the Beach Boys. I think about sunny days. Warm, cool, sunny days. Happy thoughts. I think about sushi. It makes me happy. I think about being able to just relax near the water. Taking a walk in nature, making music, sitting down and being able to make music and making a beat, writing a song, buying sound equipment makes me happy. And in the midst of thinking about all the things that make you happy, let's think about the things that we love and the things we're grateful for. I love my body temple. I'm so grateful that it's working and functioning and it's in excellent health. I'm so grateful that I'm here right now and I have my own radio show and I get to broadcast this to all of you. I'm so much gratitude for this, that I can connect to every single one of you who needs this. I can connect to angels and spirit and have the freedom to do such magical things on the radio. I am in such high gratitude. I love seeing other people happy. I love seeing other people smile. I love seeing when other people get helped. I love giving readings to people and helping them connect to their angels. I love angels. I love doing spirit communication. I love giving readings on the air. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for my eyes that allow me to see. I'm so grateful for my voice that enables me to speak. I'm so grateful for my hands that enable me to create and function, in my dear beloved legs and feet that allow me to be physically fit and get to one place to the other. I'm in such high gratitude right now. Feel this gratitude right now. Feel all the things you love. I love connecting with family and friends and hanging out and having fun. I love playing music with other people. I'm
so grateful for clean water I get to drink, fresh vegetables and fruit, and being able to have food that nourishes and fuels my soul. I'm so grateful. I am just so grateful for being able to go to have a bed to sleep in, to have a place to live, to have shelter. I'm just so grateful. Feel out the gratitude. Feel all the things that you love. And as we have these things in our heart, all of a sudden we can see we're all the way to Neverland. We got here all by our thoughts. You see, our high vibrating thoughts, the things when we think about what we love and we stay in tune with what we love and we say what we love, we talk about what we love, we talk about what we're grateful for, it opens up that portal and it opens up that door to get us to Neverland. It opens up that door to get us to heaven on earth, to get us to paradise. And that is what heaven on earth is. That is exactly how you get to heaven on earth. You can feel all your loved ones in the spirit realm. Take your hand. You can see everyone because guess what? They all live in the highest vibration. You cannot connect to your loved ones unless you're in the highest vibration. So we welcome all this magic in. We thank the spirit of Peter Pan. We thank the spirit of all the infinite realms, the fairy energy that just came in, Tinkerbell, all the magic. And we stay thinking about all the things we love all day long. What is the fastest way to healing? Gratitude, love, appreciation. Think happy thoughts. When we go in and we really feel the feeling. See, I started tearing up right now in this moment because it was so real and I felt it. I went into that feeling tone and I connected to what that meant to go to Neverland and what that meant to be on the highest vibration. It feels so good to connect, and that's why I can feel it, and that's why I'm getting emotional, and these tears are tears of joy. What a blessing to have tears of joy, to just be grateful to be alive, and to feel the love of your loved ones and know that you are protected and you will always be safe, and that you here being here on the earth, something wanted you here, something wanted you to be happy and to feel this. Thank you, universe, and thank you to every single person listening. Because life is a magnificent, beautiful journey, and we are supposed to experience it. We are supposed to be happy, and we are supposed to celebrate. Whew, wow, I just opened up a lot. So we're gonna come back when you're ready. Open up your eyes and give a nice big smile and say, thank you. Those magic words, thank you. Let those magic words go to the universe and come back. Woo! Wow, I was not expecting that, but you know, we get teary eyes always here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and that's just how it is, and it's love. So let's get into our playlist, our beautiful ska playlist, and we will be back. And join us with our final meditation, the manifesting. Oh yeah, the magic is happening here. Only with spirit and only on the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium.
Summer, autumn, spring. Summer.
Madabana.
We're back here, the Paranormal Playground Sounds, with your host, the Boss Medium, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Okay, so here we go. Let's get into our manifesting meditation. Yeah. All right, so we got some gratitude, and all that gratitude, I'll be here tomorrow from 3 to 5. Yo, that gratitude did me some good. So breathe in, breathe out, and stay here with me for a minute. Okay, thanks. So right now in this moment, wash and cleanse all things that do not serve you right now. And so we're going to connect right now to our highest good right now in this moment. So now that we did the cord cutting with Archangel Michael, now that we were able to get into a high vibration and connect, and like I said before, that gratitude got me here tomorrow. So we got 2 hours of me tomorrow from 3 to 5. Thank you, universe. And so right now we're gonna go into the manifestor. So we call upon Saint Germain and all the elements of the violet flame right now. And we can imagine ourselves right now shielded and protected with beautiful, beautiful energy. And imagining the connection of love, the rose quartz in the pink chakra and our heart chakra, because when we manifest, we want to make sure we're manifesting from love. So let's go into our heart center. Feel your heart beating. Feel the heart beating and feel the connection of the heart beating and the rhythm. There's rhythm going on in your heart. Let's connect with that rhythm. And in that rhythm, there's frequency. And in that frequency, there's sound. And in that sound, there's manifesting. There is magic. It is a beautiful, natural effect. So go to your heart space and go to your heart center. And right now, we can imagine our heart is connected to the cosmos right now. Our heart beating and our heart within our bodies is the same rhythm and the same pattern. And it's our heart is in the cosmos right now. And it is orchestrating our lives here. And in that moment of our bodies and in our minds and in our heart center, we envision all the things that we want, and we ask spirit, what is it that our higher selves truly wants? So this vision is just for you right now. Breathe, inhale, exhale. What is it right now that you want? See an image of what spirit is trying to show you. That image is just for you. Let's take a moment and breathe in. You can feel angels protecting your manifesting. You can feel this creation. You take a beautiful, beautiful paintbrush and you dip it into some color, your favorite colors, or it could be black or it could be white. It could be any colors. And you start painting exactly the picture of what you want to come into your life. Do you want more money? Is it the new job? Is it the new place to live? Is it love? Is it reuniting with family, reconnecting with friends? Is it better relationships? Is it a characteristic that you want for yourself? What is it that you want? Paint this. And as you paint this picture, what is the number one thing that comes clear to the canvas? See the number one thing that comes clear to the canvas. And send it out right now. As you send this out, this energy will be with you through the whole week, the entire day, and the entire month. And however long it is in your interest and is in your power to have this source of whatever it is that you want. So let's come back with this short meditation, and we say thank you to Archangel Michael, thank you to Peter Pan, and thank you for everyone listening. And we manifest our highest good. And I say thank you so much for this hour of letting me be here and be here with you. And doing this was phenomenal. This was such a magical hour, and I'm so happy, happy I was able to be here doing this. And I leave you with the loving presence of spirit. Please, I leave you with the loving presence, and make sure that you're able to connect and you feel the love and you feel yourself being exactly what you want and manifesting everything. The new self is you, and you deserve this. You deserve to have all the good, and you deserve to be happy and content and connect with who you really are. So thank you so much for being here. If you want to see me, actually, you know, I'm over at the Ritual Arts on the weekend, 153 Harvard Ave, Alston. And that's the Ritual Arts. I do mediumship readings, tarot card readings, past life regression readings, intuitive readings. Come get a reading or even come say hi, or come to the shop and just shop around. We have crystals, we have sage, we have tarot cards, we have books, we have jewelry, we have pendants, we have Buddha statues, we have everything you could possibly imagine. Candles, just candle magic. It's a store full of magic. And you will be absolutely enchanted. And when the weather gets warmer, guess what? You'll catch me outside playing my ukulele and bringing in the good vibes. So yes, that's when the weather gets warmer. So thank you so much, everyone, for participating in this and joining in this. This whole ska and meditation thing, I really loved it. This was a great show. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it like I did, because I feel very pumped. I feel amped. I feel healed. I feel the love of Archangel Michael, and I feel all the love of my angels, and I just say thank you. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the positivity. Thank you for the beauty. Thank you for everything good that is coming in to this spiritual realm and connecting with us right now and healing us and letting your day, because this right here is the activation. We're setting your whole day up for good. We're setting your whole day up for inspiration, for love, for joy, and everything is going to be working in your highest good. And you have to stay connected to that positivity. Stay connected. And how do we stay connected to the positivity? How do we get to Neverland? How are we able to stay in a high vibration? We always focus on gratitude. We always focus on happiness. We always focus on love, and we always, always give that. Appreciation always brings in. Just like when I was on the air right now and I was giving gratitude, I got 2 hours tomorrow here with you, and I get to DJ, and I get to, you know, when I get to sub, it's my DJing time, and I get to really, really do my thing here with the music. And so I'm really grateful for those moments and the time I have here with you guys. So happy spring, happy magic. Come like my page, like the Mariah the Boston Medium page, and like the Paranormal Playground Sounds page, and see upcoming shows and the magic that's going to be happening here. And I just leave it with the love and blessings. So you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Mariah, the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite, Boston Medium, peacing out. And I will be here tomorrow from 3 to 5. And my regular show, catch me here 1 to 2 every single week, loving and adoring all of you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spirits. Oh, love you so much. Thank you, Archangel Michael, and you shall hear me on the air tomorrow.
Remember me, babe, for what I am. Remember me, baby, just like I am. I papered my brain, and not with my hand. Carving's easy, go down to the skin and stop. Yeah, carving's easy, you go down to the skin and stop. It's breathing that's hard, and I'm about to drop. remember me.